Sleazy the Fox becomes an amazing scapegoat. Sleazy the Fox was a happy and contented fox. He lived in a good home with Farmer Hans and his family and had a most unusual job that he enjoyed. He was probably the cleverest fox in the whole wide world and the only sheep fox in the country of Transylvania where he lived. Each day when his work was done, he would be given a nice warm meal in the barn where he slept. Unlike other foxes who stole chickens and killed sheep, Sleazy's job was to look after the chickens, to collect their eggs in a basket, and protect the grazing sheep from wild creatures of the surrounding woodland. During the 5 years he had lived with Farmer Hans, Sleazy had grown to love his kind and gentle master, and the chickens and sheep he protected daily. Farmer Hans had given Sleazy a second chance, at a time when he most needed it, and by all accounts, Sleazy had made the most of this opportunity. Once upon a time, Sleazy had been a wild fox, and like all wild foxes, his favourite meal was feathered chicken, and his pastime was killing sheep. In the past, when Sleazy the Wild Fox got hungry or bored, he would simply steal a chicken from a nearby farm or kill a sheep. For many years, all the farmers had tried to catch this clever fox, but none of them had been clever enough to do so. Sleazy just kept on stealing chickens and killing sheep, until Farmer Hans caught him. Once caught, the angry farmers wanted to kill him, but Farmer Hans persuaded them to spare his life and promised in return that he would teach this wild fox to change his ways. Many of the farmers did not believe that Farmer Hans would be able to reform this wild fox, but they let him try, as he had been clever enough to catch Sleazy. So Sleazy the Wild Fox went to live with Farmer Hans on his farm, and with the help of his new master, he became Sleazy the Sheep Fox, a kind and gentle creature. After Sleazy had been caught and went to live with Farmer Hans, the chicken stealing and sheep killing stopped, the farmers were no longer angry, and everyone became happy again. All was well for many years, until one night a farmer was woken from his sleep by the sound of screaming chickens in the coop. He quickly dressed, picked up his gun, and went outside to investigate. As he slowly and quietly walked towards the chicken coop with his loaded gun, he saw the shadow of a fox running across the field towards the woodland with a feathered chicken in his mouth. He fired his shotgun at the midnight prowler, but missed. The fox escaped into the woodland with one of his best chickens. After the farmer had calmed down the other frightened chickens and collected all the loose feathers flying around the coop, he went back to bed angry. The following night, someone killed a sheep on another farm. The only sign of the intruder was a set of fox's footprints in the ground. The chicken thefts and sheep killing continued night after night, and before long every farm except the farm of Farmer Hans had lost chickens or sheep to this midnight prowler. The farmers became very angry, and they asked the mayor of the village to hold a special meeting in the grand hall to discuss what to do about this chicken-stealing and sheep-killing fox. All the farmers attended the special meeting, including Farmer Hans. Although he had not yet lost any chickens or sheep like the other farmers, he was concerned about the situation. After much talking between the angry farmers, someone at the back of the grand hall yelled out,
"It seems very suspicious to me that every farmer here has lost chickens and sheep to this clever thief, except Farmer Hans."
"Very suspicious indeed," said another farmer.
"Why has Farmer Hans's farm remained untouched, I wonder?"
Another farmer said,
"We know that the thief is a fox, and there's only one fox I know that lives around here."
Just then a slow-witted farmer yelled out,
"Sleazy is the thief. Sure enough, it all makes sense if you think about it."
"Sleazy's the only fox that lives round here," said another farmer, "and he lives with Farmer Hans. That would explain why Farmer Hans has not lost one chicken or sheep."
Just then, a fat farmer who had lost 5 chickens to the thieving fox pointed out that he had noticed Sleazy had put on a lot of weight recently, and suggested that the fox had returned to his wild ways of chicken-stealing and sheep-killing.
"You can't teach an old fox new tricks," said the fat farmer, who had always been jealous of Farmer Hans. "I say, once a fox, always a fox," he yelled out gleefully.
By now, everyone in the Grand Hall was becoming angrier and angrier, and they were also becoming more certain that Sleazy the Fox was the culprit. Farmer Hans, who had remained silent throughout, realized that the time had come to speak some sense to his angry neighbors. After all, they were now accusing his loyal and faithful sheep fox of having betrayed their trust by returning to his old ways of chicken stealing and sheep killing. Farmer Hans walked to the front of the Grand Hall and stood upon a large wooden barrel where everyone could see and hear him speak. As he stepped upon the barrel, he knew that if his words could not change the mood of this angry mob of farmers, then there was no telling what they might do to Sleazy, his faithful companion. Farmer Hans knew that one angry person is rarely sensible, but that a large crowd of angry people can be very dangerous indeed. Although the farmers were now very angry with Sleazy, most of them respected Farmer Hans and were prepared to listen to what he had to say. Farmer Hans told them that since Sleazy had come to live on his farm 5 years ago, he was convinced that he had changed his ways and was now a kind and gentle fox.
"Why, only last month," said Farmer Hans, "I found Sleepy in the barn keeping a poorly chicken warm. Does that sound like a fox who's a chicken killer?"
"You would say that, wouldn't you?"
shouted the fat farmer.
"To say otherwise would be to admit that you were foolish to believe that a wild fox could ever be anything else but a wild fox. And besides," said the fat farmer, "why should a clever fox eat a poorly chicken of yours and give the game away, when he can always eat a healthy chicken of mine?"
Farmer Hans tried his best to convince them all that Sleazy was not the culprit. He reminded them that it was only natural for Sleazy to put on weight as he grew bigger and older.
"I'll tell you what's only natural for a fox," said the fat farmer. "If you can tell me why any self-respecting fox would prefer to eat gruel instead of feasting upon feathered chicken."
Each time that Farmer Hans said something sensible or good about Sleazy, the fat farmer said something bad. Farmer Hans realized there and then that no amount of sensible talking by him to this angry crowd would make them believe that Sleazy was a good fox. So rather than risk one of the angry farmers shooting Sleazy the very next time they saw him, Farmer Hans made his last suggestion to the angry crowd. Farmer Hans said,
"Get out your iron barred cage, and I'll go home, fetch Sleazy back here and put him in it. We'll lock the cage securely and leave it guarded in the Grand Hall for 7 days.
"But what will that prove?"
laughed the fat farmer. Farmer Hans said, "If you're right and Sleazy is the culprit, you should have no more chickens stolen nor sheep killed during the next week. But if I'm right, your real culprit shall continue to steal your chickens and kill your sheep. Only then will you know that it can't have been Sleazy."
"But what happens if the chicken stealing and sheep killing stop?"
asked a farmer. "If at the end of 7 days no more chickens have been stolen nor sheep killed," said Farmer Hans, "you can do what you want with Sleazy." Everyone agreed that what Farmer Hans had proposed was sensible, and even the fat farmer did not object to the idea once Farmer Hans agreed to let him hold the key to the locked cage that would become Sleazy's prison. Farmer Hans was very sad as he walked home, but he was a man of his word. Upon arriving at the farm, he went to the barn where the unsuspecting Sleazy was settling down for the night. Without speaking, he placed a lead around Sleazy's neck and walked back to the Grand Hall with him. Sleazy wondered what was wrong, as he knew his master never took him for a walk this late in the evening. When they arrived at the Grand Hall, Sleazy became very frightened as all the angry farmers began shouting,
"Chicken thief!" and "Sheep killer!"
at him, and waving their fists in the air. Farmer Hans walked Sleazy to the iron cage, opened it, and gently put him inside. He then closed the door, locked it, and gave the key to the fat farmer. Farmer Hans then left the Grand Hall sadly, without looking back at the confused and frightened Sleazy in the cage. Had he looked back, his heart would have broken with the sight of tears streaming down Sleazy's face, whilst the fat farmer laughed louder and louder. Poor Sleazy had never before felt so alone and unloved as he watched his master leave the grand hall, and he became very frightened when he remembered the last time he'd been locked in this very same cage, listening to angry farmers speaking about different ways of killing him. As Farmer Hans tried to sleep that night, he felt sadder than he'd ever been, and as he lay upon his bed, teardrops fell from his eyes onto the pillow as he thought about poor Sleazy. All that could be done had been done, and the only thing left to do during the next 7 nights and days was to wait for something to happen. No chickens were stolen, nor any sheep killed that night, probably because all the shouting by the angry farmers in the grand hall had scared off any nearby prowler. The next night, 2 chickens were stolen from a farm, and the night after, 3 sheep were killed on another farm. By the end of that week, every farmer, including Farmer Hans, had lost chickens and sheep. The only trace of the intruder was a set of fox's footprints on the ground. Farmer Hans returned to the grand hall at the end of the week, and Sleazy was freed once more. The farmers were very embarrassed, and they apologised to Farmer Hans and looked very ashamed as they asked Sleazy to forgive them for having made him a scapegoat. They then began to talk about the real culprit, and eventually they asked Farmer Hans if he would be prepared to catch the chicken-stealing fox for them. In the country where Farmer Hans had been born lived a great many foxes, and Farmer Hans had learned about a great many clever ways of catching them. After all, he'd caught Sleazy for them 5 years ago, and Sleazy was probably the cleverest fox in the whole wide world. Farmer Hans agreed to catch the fox for them, provided they each did everything he asked of them, and only if he was allowed to decide the fate of the fox after he'd caught it. Everyone agreed. That night, Sleazy slept safely and soundly back in his warm barn. He was very happy to be back home with his kind master and felt much loved again. As Farmer Hans rested in bed that night, he thought about different ways of catching the fox, and before he went to sleep, he had decided upon his best plan. The next day, he went into the village square, where he gathered the villagers together and told them what he wanted them to do. During the next 3 days, everyone carried wooden posts and planks of wood to one of Farmer Hans's fields, where they built a huge sheep pen. Sleazy watched as the posts were embedded in the ground, followed by planks of wood being nailed to them on all sides. Sleazy had now been a sheep fox for 5 years, but this was the most unusual sheep pen he had ever seen. On the outside, it looked just like any other sheep pen which kept the sheep warm on a cold night, except it didn't have a door in the doorway space. There were 2 door spaces, and only the front entrance could be seen from the woodland. On the inside, it wasn't like any other sheep pen which had ever been built before. Instead of being a wide open space where the sheep could huddle together to keep warm, it was full of lots of narrow passageways, twisting and turning. Each narrow passage had lots of entrances, some going this way and some going that way, and sometimes meeting each other again in a very jumbled up way. When it was finished, Sleazy was curious and went inside to have a look for himself. Poor Sleazy later wished that he hadn't let his curiosity get the better of him. Had Sleazy known that he was really entering a sheep pen maze, he wouldn't have gone in. Like all mazes, they're easy to find your way into them, but once inside you quickly get lost, and it can take a very long time indeed to find your way out of them. When all this had been done, Farmer Hans took one of his own lambs and let it graze in front of the sheep pen maze, where it could be easily seen by any fox in the nearby woodland. The night got darker, and as the moon shone down on the field, the shadow of a fox appeared at the edge of the wood. As he looked across the field, there was not one farmer or sheepdog in sight, only one foolish lamb eating grass all alone and unprotected. The clever fox then looked at the sheep pen and laughed to himself when he saw that it didn't even have a door on it to keep him out. Farmer Hans, who was hiding around the back of the sheep pen maze, saw the fox in the moonlight. as the fox slowly sneaked across the field towards the unsuspecting lamb. Farmer Hans slowly began to wind in the black cord attached to the lamb's neck. The cord stretched from the entrance of the maze, through it, and out of the other side. By the time the fox had sneaked halfway across the field, Farmer Hans had pulled the lamb inside the sheep pen maze, through the maze, and safely out of the other side. "Aha," thought the fox. "Now I've got you. I can get into the pen, but you can't get out of it, you foolish little lamb." The fox ran into the maze, and before he realized what was happening, he had run so far into it that he'd got himself lost inside it. Once the fox was inside the maze, Farmer Hans knew that it would be hours before he found his way out. Farmer Hans walked around to the front entrance of the maze and boarded it up with planks of wood. Now the fox only had one way out. He then walked around to the exit of the maze, where he dug a deep pit. He was helped by the other farmers. When the pit had been dug, it was lined with a very strong net and then covered up with some branches and lots of loose straw. For 2 hours, the fox chased his tail around and around inside the maze until he picked up the scent of the lamb and found his way towards the exit. As the fox approached the exit, he was tired, hungry, and confused. When he saw the opening which led outside the maze, he naturally thought it was the same opening that he'd entered the maze by. Outside, the fox could see the unprotected lamb grazing in the field, and as he ran towards it, he fell down the camouflaged pit and into the net. The fox had been truly outfoxed by Farmer Hans, the cleverest fox catcher of them all. Once trapped inside the deep pit, the netted fox was lifted out and taken to the grand hall, where he was placed inside the iron-barred cage, which was securely locked. When the celebrations were over, all the farmers asked Farmer Hans what he intended to do with this chicken stealer and sheep killer. They were simply amazed by his answer. Farmer Hans told them that he didn't intend to kill the fox. Instead, he would educate and retrain him to change his ways, just like he'd done with Sleazy 5 years ago.
"Well, you can't teach an old fox new tricks," said the fat farmer.
"If you knew anything about foxes," said Farmer Hans to the fat farmer, "you'd know that this fox is only a cub fox. And I say, you can teach a young fox new tricks." "Who taught your sheepdogs how to protect and round up sheep?" asked Farmer Hans.
"I taught them," said the fat farmer.
"And didn't they learn," said Farmer Hans, "by watching your older trained sheepdogs?"
"Of course they did," replied the fat farmer indignantly. "Everyone knows that every sheepdog has to be an apprentice to an older dog."
"Well, there you have it," said Farmer Hans, smiling. "This young fox will become an apprentice sheep fox, and he'll learn how to do this job from the cleverest sheep fox of all, Sleazy." Thus, the new fox was offered a second chance by Farmer Hans, who became his new master, and like Sleazy before him, he stopped being a wild fox and never again stole a chicken or killed a sheep. He was given his own warm corner in the barn where he slept alongside his new friend and companion, Sleazy. He was also given a new name, but that's another story for another day, isn't it? Do you think you could guess the name? It begins with S.